Jody, tell me the impetus behind this town hall forum.
Well, as part of the Bully Free Community Education campaign to come together as one community and address the issue of bullying, we've done several activities that sort of led up to the idea of us bringing the town together, all interested participants, to talk about bullying. And so tonight we will have the town hall bullying meeting, and it will be at the Murray Middle School cafeteria. And, you know, one of the things we hope to get out of that is a dialogue from the citizens of Murray about how they believe their city should respond. And it's not just schools, although a lot of bullying conversations focus on school climates. There is bullying in other aspects, and so we are talking about bullying in all sense.
You're going to have a guest speaker and an expert in bullying who will be giving a keynote for the event, and that's Dr. Alan Bean. Talk a bit about the expertise that he brings to this conversation.
As many people know here in the area, Dr. Bean's a longtime Murray resident, and he's an internationally recognized leader on bullying. Many publications. Him and his wife run an organization called Bully Free Systems. And Dr. Bean will give about a 20-minute presentation to kick off the town hall. And then ultimately it'll be up to the citizens to buy into those things, and then the Murray Human Rights Commission to recommend them to our city council. But he's really going to put some options out on the table of what we should be looking at.
You've been doing this for a few months now with the community education campaign on a bully-free community. What have you learned so far of the people that you've talked to? Are there any issues that you can speak to?
Well, last week we actually had a showing of a film that we'll tell you about in a moment that's going to be shown to the public later this month that the Human Rights Commission members and city council members got to see. It's called Bully. And one of the comments that was said after it, I recall Dr. Bean saying nothing that he saw in the film surprised him. And that's a hard thing to say, because if you see the film, and I hope you do, it's a hard film to watch. It's a great film, great documentary talking about these issues. But we know bullying exists. We're not questioning that. We've said from the beginning that the city recognizes bullying does happen, and so we need to respond to that. And the breadth of what that includes, as Dr. Bean said from that film, and I can concur with that I've heard from citizens, is it does happen in Murray. It does happen in Callaway County. We hear stories from parents that will break your heart. Now, that's not to say we're not already responding. The Murray Independent School System is doing some great work. Callaway County Schools is doing some great work, but we can all do a little bit more.
So people who come to this town hall meeting this evening, what will be expected from them?
Their participation will be expected. It's not a presentation, thank you very much, go away. It's very much a hands-on. Yes, there will be some delivery of content at the beginning, but then we're going to have a facilitator from the Kentucky League of Cities joining us to sort of moderate the remainder, where we will break into individual groups. They will be led by Human Rights Commission members and a citizen, so that when we report out, the actual citizens that attend this town hall meeting will be the ones that actually speak up and share the outcomes of these work groups or these breakout groups. And so, you know, I would not come expecting to say nothing. We do want people to speak up. Now, we want it to be constructive. We're very well aware that bullying can be a high emotion issue, especially if it's a member of our friends or family that's been bullied, and we want to share that story. But we want to steer people to a point of, so what do we do about it? We know it happens. You don't have to prove that to us. But what we would like to know is, how should we respond?
You guys may be aware of this, that Representative Mike Cherry, or retired Representative Mike Cherry of Princeton, had sponsored a bill in the Kentucky legislature a number of years back called an anti-bullying bill. And so there is a piece of state legislation on bullying in Kentucky. Do you get the sense that there might be any local ordinance that could come out of this?
Yes, I do. And speaking about Representative Cherry's bill, I was involved in some of those discussions via another hat that I wear. And while the passage of Kentucky's anti-bullying law was wonderful, it did put some things on the books that needed to happen. much of the teeth of that bill was cut out to ultimately get passage of it. Many advocate groups felt that the bill was watered down too much, but we all recognize it was a step where we need to be going. Thus, it still sort of prompts local municipalities to look at local ordinances. And to brag on Murray a little bit, there's not many local municipalities in Kentucky that have done this, and that's, we're sort of an example right now. And actually, Paducah, the city of Paducah, is also doing some stuff and modeling after some of what we've done to say that we can respond to this as a local community through local legislation.
Yeah, I'd say a regional conversation was started with the Guest Foundation, Susan Guest of Paducah, starting a foundation for her daughter who had had a direct connection with bullying. Again, the forum or the town hall meeting is tonight at 7 o'clock. Now, June, on to you about the movie that's going to be shown, the documentary Bully. Tell me a bit about when that's happening.
Well, on Tuesday, March 26, we've partnered with John Hopkins and his staff at the Cherie Theaters of Murray to present the award-winning film Bully, free to Murray and Callaway County residents. Some of your listeners may remember seeing marketing about this film shown in Paducah last year, and several of us saw that film last year. We knew it was something we wanted to bring to Murray and see offered to the people in our community. The film showings are going to be on Tuesday, March 26th, as I said. One will be at 4:30 p.m., one at 7 p.m. And these two showings are free to the public, but you have to have a ticket. You can pick those up at City Hall at the customer service desk. We have them there now. All we ask is that if you aren't going to use your tickets, that you please return them. The tickets can be picked up until the day before the film showing. And on the day of the showing, if you still haven't gotten a ticket and decide you want to make it to one of the shows, there will be some leftover tickets at the box office at Cherie Theaters. So you can come ahead and try to get in then.
And you've seen the film?
I have seen the film. It was very moving. It was poignant. I have three children myself. I cried just a little bit. Mm-hmm. So bring tissues if you're a crier.
Well, okay. It's a continuation of the Bully Free Community Education Campaign. It's tonight, and it's at 7 o'clock at the Murray Middle School cafeteria, the town hall. And then again, on March 26th, there will be a free showing of Bully at the Cherie Theaters in Murray. You can find out more by visiting City Hall for tickets. And I'm sure there'll be more literature out about this as that date grows near. Well, Jody Kofer, the chair of the Murray Human Rights Commission, and June Batts, the Murray City Clerk, thanks very much for your time.
Thank you.